Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Dr. Vernon Hale, presented live by the Council of Time and the Power Hour of Prayer Conference Room. Vernon Hale.
And, oh, Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving, Heavenly Father, which you are so worthy of, and we thank you. Amen, and welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. It is Memorial Day, May the 25th, 2015, and we'll be going before the throne of our Heavenly Father through the Son, our mediator, Jesus, the Yeshua. Amen, and we'll be going to petition him this Memorial Day. Oh, there's so much to be in prayer about, and we're going to be about our Father's business. We're going to go to the throne of our Heavenly Father, and we're going to be praising and worshiping him in spirit and in truth. But right now, Tamala, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, man, you know, family, let's go before our Heavenly Father to the throne, to his courtroom, through, again, our mediator, our lawyer, our representative, Jesus. Amen. Because soon and very soon, every eye shall see him, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, Lord of lords and King of kings. And right now, Tamala Mann says, take me to the King.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Man, take me to the king. And I was on the other side of the computer, family. I was trying to get back over. I'm not a DJ, as T-Bar would say. You try to tell us, Vernon, that you're not a DJ? Yes, T-Bar, I'm not a DJ. You know, I'm just trying to do the best that the Lord would have me to do. Amen. And but take me to the king, and that's what we'll be doing today. We'll be going before the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm just looking for the other song that I was going to put on right now, which is right here, because we're going to stand before the throne of our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. We're going to go before Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Thy Son Jesus, Your children stand before You boldly, but yet ever so humble, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus, Yeshua. And first, Father, we come before You with praise and worship. We come thanking You, glorifying and magnifying Thy holy name, Jehovah. And Father, we thank You. We thank You, Father, because You sent Your Son, oh, that He might be that last sacrament, that He might take away the sins of the world through the blood sacrifice that He did on the cross of Calvary. Father, we thank You. We thank You because You loved us so much. You gave the ultimate sacrifice, and we thank You. And we thank You because Your Son said, not my will, Father, but Thy will, Thy perfect will be done. Oh, hallelujah, Father, Your Son laid down His life willingly that we might have life eternally. And we say thank You, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We say thank You. Oh, hallelujah. Where would we be without You? Where would we be without Thy Son, Jesus? Well, we thank You, Father. Oh, hallelujah. We don't have to entertain that idea because we have You. Oh, hallelujah. And You have our hearts in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now we ask that You send out Thy Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves, that someone might hear and someone might see that Jesus, He's alive. He rose the third day off the cross of Calvary, bearing the gift of grace in His hands. Father, we thank You because He stepped into the pit and snatched the keys of death from Satan in the name of Jesus, Father, and He set the captive free. And we thank You. Oh, hallelujah. And we're ever so grateful, ever so thankful in Jesus' precious name. Right now, Father, send out Thy Holy Spirit to convict those of their sins, of their abominations. In the name of Jesus, Father, send out Thy Holy Spirit this hour in Jesus' name to heal Thy people in Jesus' name. Father, send out Thy Holy Spirit to build that hedge around us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out that You send the Holy Spirit to teach us. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, hallelujah. And then, Father, we'll be careful to give You the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. And Father, we pray that you break every chain in Jesus' precious name. Oh, hallelujah.
Right now.
How about that? I did it again, family. I had the mic. I was just talking away, and I didn't have the mic on. Amen. I didn't say. I never claimed to be a DJ. Mike and FV of Council of Time, they got one up on me because I am not a DJ. Okay, FV is the technician, and Mike is a better DJ than I am. Amen. But nonetheless. But I need, that was the Jackson 7 years, and Lord, I need you to hold my hand. I need you every step of the way. And for those out there in Block Talk Radio who don't understand yet, we try to explain it to you the best way possible. It's all about the blood of Jesus that he shed on the cross of Calvary. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's not about you and me. It's not about the pastors, the choir members, the deacons, or, you know, it's not about that. It's not about religion. It's not about doctrine, and it's all about Jesus. Where do you stand with our Lord and Savior, Jesus? Where do you stand with the Heavenly Father? Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's about accepting the free gift from the Heavenly Father. When Jesus rose off that, when he rose the third day, he had the gift of grace in his hands. He had the gift of love, mercy, peace, joy in his hands. And all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me, with a repentant heart, deep within your heart. Repent. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Rosie Wallace Brown out of Philadelphia said it a better way. So we have no business until we get our business fixed with Jesus. The most decision that you'll ever make in this life is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And that decision will carry you throughout all eternity. Rosie Wallace Brown, get your business and get it fixed with Jesus.
Make it right with Jesus.
and then why not fix your business? Why not get it fixed with Jesus today? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is promised to no man. Amen. And we want to be in the ark of safety. We want to be in the body of Christ. We want for Christ to be in us and we in Christ. Amen. For time is that short. It's getting so short. And we want to be ready when he calls our name. Amen. And we're going to be giving those out there in Blog Talk Radio who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. It's a personal walk with Jesus is what we're trying to tell you. It's not about religion. It's not about joining a doctrine or a teaching. It's about accepting Jesus on a personal level. Amen. And we're going to give you that opportunity in the broadcast. We're going to point you in that direction. There's a storm coming, and all we're doing is pointing, there is the storm, and over there is the refuge, and his name is Jesus. And all you have to do is accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. You have no business until you get your business fixed with Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. And we'll be going into prayer at the top of the hour. I'm trying to wait on some of my prayer warriors to come into the room. I know that this is a Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. And, you know, with that in mind, we're keeping all those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice to this nation. Some with their lives, many with their lives, and others with infirmities. You know, we honor our troops this hour, and we dedicate this broadcast to you. Amen. But time is so short, and we have but little time to let you know that Jesus, soon you'll hear the trumpet sound, and a loud shout say, come up hither. And we have to be ready for that hour. But until then, we have a job to do. We have our Father's business to be about. And until then, we have to praise him, glorify him, magnify him, worship him in Jesus' name, in spirit and in truth. Amen, and welcome. Lisa Grant is in the house. Thank you, Lisa. Got one prayer warrior that walked up. It is Memorial Day, the 25th of May, 2015. And, you know, but Jesus, when he was going to into the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked the disciples, oh, won't you pray with me for just 1 hour? And even though this is Memorial Day, it's a holiday, and I know everyone's going to be out there barbecuing and, you know, celebrating the holiday. But I have to take the time. You know, things are happening so fast. I can't take a holiday. I have to praise my Lord and Savior. I have to cry out to the Heavenly Father in season and out of season. Oh, even on the holiday. Amen. And we're just trying to be about our Father's business. Amen. But we're going to go ahead, Lisa, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be in prayer. And about, I said at the top of the hour, but I'm going to make that at quarter to till the hour. We'll go into a prayer. I'm going to still give everyone an opportunity to join us this morning. I know some will be waking up late, and maybe they haven't had their first cup of coffee yet, okay? So, but until then, we're climbing higher mountains. You know, it's said that, you know, there's a highway to heaven, and none can walk up there but the pure in heart, and it's a highway, but we're walking. And we're climbing up the highway. And believe it or not, climbing a higher mountain is his title. And believe it or not, you'll know the voice when you hear it. Yes, and we're walking up a king's highway, and none can walk up there but the pure in heart. That was Loretta Oliver there, and prior to that was Climbing Higher Mountains with none other than Aretha Franklin. Amen, and oh, we're still climbing that highway daily. We're walking with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, a moment-to-moment basis. It's a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior. And for those out there in Blog Talk Radio, that's all we're trying to share with you, is the good news that Jesus, He lives, that Jesus, He rose the third day and bearing the gift of grace in His hands that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It's appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. Where do you stand with our Lord and Savior, Jesus, at this moment? We're going to extend that opportunity for you to accept Him as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. And until then, we're in prayer because time is so short. Time. There's so much taking place right now. The Bible is being fulfilled. The prophecies are being fulfilled. The word of God is being fulfilled moment by moment basis. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Be ye also ready, for you know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall appear. Amen. And so we're going to keep on praising our Lord and Savior. Oh, welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. And we'll be going into prayer in about 15 more minutes. Amen. I'm just trying to give everybody a chance to get in here, Lisa. I'm just looking for a couple more to come on in. And but until then, we can praise our Lord. We can give Him the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving. Amen. And we're doing so right now by way of song. And I'm bouncing back and forth because there was a situation. I'm in Facebook at the same time. I'm trying to do this broadcast. I'm trying to find out some news on someone that it was on Facebook and my Facebook page, and they had a heart attack, and the doctors had gave them 24 to 48 hours to live, and we have been in prayer for them. And I'm trying to get some news update on that individual. Amen. No one I know, but we're all sisters and we're all brothers in the Lord Jesus, and we're to be in prayer for one another, supporting one another. Amen. So I'm, you know, bouncing back and forth, but I sound like I'm, you know, like I'm a little confused as to what's going on. I'm trying to find out some news. Amen. But meanwhile, I'm going to play yet another song here, and then I'm going to go ahead and find out, try to find out the information while this song is playing. So please bear with me for just a moment. And I'm looking for a song. And well, this is a good one right here because I'm bouncing back and forth so much. And I'm asking that you please be patient with me. Albertina Walker and the late, well, both of them have gone home to be with the Lord now. Albertina Walker has gone home to be with the Lord, and so has James Cleveland. And together they sing, "Please Be Patient With Me." You know, God, our Father, Jehovah, He's not done with me yet. And when God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold.
Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, please be patient with me. When God gets through with me, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Believe.
like me because you don't like me. I have never done anything to you, but you just don't like me. I'm not angry with you about that. I'm asking you, please, if I'm not all you think I should be, if I'm not as deep as you think I ought to be, patience with me. You know why?
Oh, it's not through with me.
I'm begging you,
please. Be patient with me.
Yeah. God is not through with me yet.
God is not through with me yet.
Please, just be a little patient with me. God, he's not done with me yet. And when he gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. And that was Albertina Walker and James Cleveland, Reverend James Cleveland. Both have us gone home to be with the Lord in recent years. Well, James Cleveland has been gone quite a few years now, but Albertina Walker has gone home in recent years. Amen. And their music is sorely, sorely missed. I just got... I was talking to the individual who website I was on, not website, but Facebook page I was on, and there might be a little mishap with their page, and I'm trying to alert them because there was a post that was made, and it was had to do with an individual. Like I said, I didn't know the individual, but a prayer call went out for someone that had 24 to 48 hours to live from a heart attack, and I just been in conference with that person and on Facebook, and they don't know nothing about it. So I'm gonna have to, after the broadcast, go in and find out what's going on. It could be that their Facebook page got compromised. So family, with that said, if you're on Facebook, go into your back office and make sure that your accounts are secured, because people's accounts have been somewhat hijacked. Well, not hijacked, but your email accounts can get hijacked through Facebook. And you want to make sure that your security is up to par. Okay? Amen? Let's be wise about our communications. And because I had mine hacked a few years back, and it took me almost 2-3 months to get my email account back, and it came through Facebook. So I had to learn how to actually lock down my Facebook account where no one could just arbitrarily get into my account and take over my email accounts and all. So you want to go into your Facebook accounts if you're on there, and just make sure that your security is pretty well secured. I guess I said it the proper way. Amen. But I have to go back after the broadcast and do some follow-up because I don't know what's going on at this point in time. But we pray that all is well. Amen. And somebody was on the board, and they went off just as quick as they came on. I didn't recognize the number. Hopefully they'll call back in. Amen. And meanwhile, let's go ahead and just keep on praising our Lord and Savior, Jesus. You know, because I know a God. His name is Jehovah. He's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and he's the end. Praise God. And you know, our God, he's so powerful. How great is our God? Amen. He breathed the breath of life into our very nostrils. He put the moon, the stars in place. God is almighty. And so when it comes to who I am, when it comes to who you are, Dorothy Norwood, another powerful evangelist from back in the way back in the day, she tells you point blank, I am. Somebody asks you, who are you? Just tell them, I am. I am what God says that I am.
Everybody put your hands together. Come on.
I am what God says I am. I am what
Oh, yes, I am what God says I am. It doesn't matter what man thinks. I am that which God has made me and what he has deemed me to be. Amen. And it's that time, family, that we are getting ready to go into prayer. You know, the scripture does say where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing in spirit and in truth, there he is. There is our Lord and Savior, Jesus, in the midst. And that's what we have today. We have two, Lisa, you and me, touching and agreeing this hour. Amen. And we're going before our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, in spirit and in truth. We have the right to go to the throne of our Heavenly Father, God Jehovah, all through the Son, Jesus, Yeshua. We have the right to go to him boldly and yet ever so humble. And that's what we're going to be doing right now. But prior to that, let's talk to those out there that might be listening in on Blog Talk Radio by some other device. You know, I'm not all that technology savvy, you know, but whatever device you might be listening in on or listening in at the archives, there's nothing more important in this life than to accept or to get your business fixed with Jesus. Until you get your business fixed with him, you have no business. Time is short, and there's nothing more important than to call out to him. And we're going to give you that opportunity right now, and then we're going into the power hour of prayer at the same time. Amen. Because time, again, is very short. For those out there who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, the scripture says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have after everlasting life. Everybody talk about they want to go to heaven, but there's a road, there's a highway that you must travel to get there, and it starts with a repentant heart. You must be born again. Nicodemus asked them, Jesus, how do you get to heaven? Basically, what he was asking, and Jesus told him that you must be born again. And then Nicodemus asked, well, how can a man be born again? Must he enter into his mother's womb for the second time? And Jesus replied, and I'm paraphrasing, but you must be born of spirit and of the water. Amen. And you must accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. It is also written, if you confess your sins with your mouth and believe it within your heart, and we're talking deep within your heart, thou shalt be saved. So the opportunity is now. Do you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you want to know grace, mercy, joy, peace, love, and everlasting life? Then you must come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He is on the main line, and all you have to do is call out to him. Amen. But you have a decision to make. And the Brockington Ensemble, they sing the song, Make Up Your Mind. Make up your mind. Which God are you going to serve?
Don't be confused. And don't be misused. And before him, make up your mind. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Don't make up your mind. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Don't let it be dead.
Now that you need to make up your mind, because time is that short, soon and very soon, Jesus, he's coming for the bride. He's coming for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And the scripture do tell us today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to no man. So if you can believe right now within your heart that Jesus is the Son of the Most High and true living God, Jehovah, that he was sent that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you can believe within your heart that he went to the cross and shedded his blood and rose the third day, bearing the gift from the Heavenly Father that we know as grace, all you have to do is humble your heart and look towards heaven with your heart and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash and cleanse me in the blood that you shed on Calvary for me. For I know, Father, your Son took my place. It was supposed to be me on the cross, Father, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me of my sins. Toss them into the sea of forgiveness. Cleanse me, wash me, and make me anew in the blood of Jesus. And then, Father, oh, hallelujah, pour out thy Holy Spirit upon me in Jesus' name. Mold me, shape me, oh, direct me, guide me, Father, in the way you would have me to be in Jesus' name. And, Father, we cry out with our hearts. Oh, break every chain in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And if you said that prayer with your heart, with a repentive heart of your sins and of your abominations, the scripture tells us that he is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins. As you said that with your heart, then all the angels in heaven, they're rejoicing for your decision this day. And your sisters and your brothers are rejoicing. They have a new family member. Well, welcome to the family, to the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. You have just entered into the ark of safety, and we praise God for you. Your next step would be to get into the Word of God. Start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Psalms. Amen. And learn of him. And then, in the description of this broadcast, you'll find some links leading to various websites. One will lead you to our homepage, and our homepage have all the websites that you need to get started with. One is called Pastor Paul Bakley, The Coming Apocalypse. And if you want to know what's going on in your world around you, and how it relates to Bible prophecy, what is taking place right now, what is being fulfilled in Bible prophecy right now, then you want to join us with Pastor Paul Bakley. Excuse me. And then, Monday, through there. And Pastor Paul is Monday through Friday, and then he also has a schedule on Sunday. So just go to the website and check it out. And then also, Council of Time, you want to join us. There's a link in the homepage that leads you directly to Council of Time, where, and especially in the mornings, and we'll be making way for Council of Time, the Ring of Fire Ministries, in about 30 more minutes, where we go to the Ring of Fire Ministries with F.E., the other Mike from Council of Time, and our beloved sister Angie, also known as A Marked by Heaven, where they give a very comprehensible study of the Word of God. Amen. And this is where we learn of our Lord and Savior Jesus and how our walk is supposed to be with the Lord. And we urge you to get into the Word of God. And a good way is to do that is to be among like-minded and like-spirited individuals that want to know all about our Lord and Savior Jesus. And this is where you can also receive prayer if you need it. And we do need it. Amen. So join us. You have an outstanding invitation to join us. Just check the schedule and prayerfully we'll see you there. Amen. Meanwhile, let's go into prayer because it is the top of the hour, and again, we'll be making way for Ring of Fire Ministries in about 30 minutes, but there's so much to be prayed for. Amen. And our Heavenly Father, He's standing by, waiting for His children to call out to Him in the name of His Son, Jesus. He wants to be praised. He wants to be worshipped. He wants to be magnified and glorified in Jesus' name. He wants your heart, your whole heart. Amen. And right now, we can go before the Heavenly Father boldly, but yet ever so humble. He gave us that right. He gave us that authority. When Jesus rose the third day, He became our mediator, our lawyer, our representative to the Father. You know, we have a direct line. We could call Him up. We have a direct line to our Heavenly Father. No longer does man have to go to man to get to God, but now we go through Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, in Thy Son's name, Jesus, Yeshua, Your children, they stand before Your throne. Thy courtroom. Father, first we come with praise and worship and thanksgiving. We come to glorify and magnify Your holy name, Jehovah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank You. We say thank You for the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary by Thy Son. Oh, hallelujah. We thank You because Jesus was willing. He said, not my will, but Your will, Father, be done. And hence Your children say, Father, not our will, but like our brother Jesus, let Thy will, Thy perfect will, let it be done in Jesus' name. And Father, oh, we thank You. We thank You for the saving grace. We thank You for the power of the blood. We thank You, Father, for what You have done in our lives already. We thank You for what You're doing in our lives right now. And, Father, we thank You because we know what You're about to do, and we thank You. Oh, hallelujah, and we glorify and magnify Your holy name, Jehovah. Father God, we know that You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. No matter what man thinks, we know that You don't change. We know that Your word is true. We know that we can stand on Your word, and we thank You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, right now we're crying out. There's so much that we could cry out for, Father. Oh, hallelujah. First, Father, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring us Your children to the point, Father, that you would have us to be. In Jesus' name, pour out thy Holy Spirit upon your children from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. Father, anything in our lives that is unlike you, anything in our lives that is unclean and unholy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, weed it out, take it out in Jesus' name, and toss it into the sea of forgetfulness. And Father, raise up thy people, thy children, raise them up to a standard, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. And we cry out, Father, that you pour out your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to teach us, to mold us, to shape us, in Jesus' name. Father, we cry out to you, hallelujah. Oh, Father, with so much that's going on, we know that thy word is being fulfilled moment to moment, and we know what is yet to come. And, Father, we're trying to be careful of what we pray for because we know that your word, it must be fulfilled, that the rocks will cry out before your word fail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out in Jesus' name. For those who don't know thy son, Jesus, as their Lord and personal Savior, Father, we cry out that you send the Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves of all those ministries that are trying to reach thy children. Father, bless those ministries. Pour out a special anointing. Pour out a special blessing. And send the Holy Spirit to convict them of their sins. In Jesus' precious name, Father, we cry out for thy children. Bring them home, Father God, in the name of Jesus, throughout the various ministries, whether it's Council of Time, Ring of Fire Ministries, Shepherd of Jesus, Pastor Scott's ministry, Father, Pastor Paul Bagley's ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, bring them in. Bring them in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit convict them of their sins. Let the Holy Spirit raise them up in Jesus' name and open their eyes and open their ears that they might see and hear that Jesus, Yeshua, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Father, in Jesus' name, we cry out, save the unsaved. And then, Father, those children, you have children, Father, that are suffering with infirmities, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, bad hearts, low blood, high blood, new blood. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you heal your children. Father, send out, pour out upon them thy healing in Jesus' name. We know that you're still the great physician in Jesus' name. We know that you can move in a hurry. We know that you can move. Jesus, we know that you can heal in Jesus' name. All power and all might is in your hands, and we thank you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, heal thy children. In Jesus' name, raise them up. Raise them up to bear witness that you're still on the throne. Raise them up to bear witness that you're still in the healing business. Father, raise them up in Jesus' name to glorify and magnify thy holy name, Jehovah. Father, raise them up in the name of Jesus. We cry out because you said we could ask what we will, and it shall be done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out upon thee this hour. Yes, sir, this hour, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we rest upon your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, you know your land, Israel. Father, you know the enemy is conspiring. They have formed the confederation. They have surrounded your land, and they are about ready for a two-state solution. Father, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, we know that these are the signs of the times that we're to be looking for. That we know, Father, that our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus' name, prepare thy children. Oh, Father, touch those in Israel right now, Father. Touch their hearts and raise them up. Father, give them a repentant heart. Touch thy people, the apple of thy eye. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, raise them up. In Jesus' name, turn them around. Let them know that Jesus, thy son, Yeshua, he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He will soon and very soon, where every eye shall see him, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Father, raise up your children in Jesus' name. Pour out a special anointing. Pour out a special blessing in Jesus' precious name. Father, we cry it out to you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And then, Father, oh, right here in our lands, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out for our leaders. Touch their hearts. Change their minds. Oh, Father, give them repentant hearts. Oh, Father, if it's not too late, turn this nation around. Father, if it's not too late, oh, return this nation back to you in Jesus' name. Send out thy Holy Spirit and touch those hearts in Jesus' name and make them repentant hearts. Make them humble hearts in Jesus' name. Take out the old stony heart of flesh and fill them with thy Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We cry out, and Father, we rest upon your words. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Right now, we're asking for our children, for our families, for our loved ones, for the young people out there. Father God, send out the Holy Spirit. Convict them of their sins. Our young people are running amok. Father, turn them around. They're taking into doctrines of demons. Father, deliver them. In Jesus' name we cry. Father, save our young people in Jesus' name. Bring a revival of our young people. Bring a revival of this nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, always Memorial Day, we're in remembrance, Father, of those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in this nation. Oh, Father, we're praying for those that are currently in the military. Father, build a hedge around our troops. They are our sons. They are our daughters, our sisters, our brothers, aunts, and uncles. Father, build a hedge around them. Touch their hearts. Open their eyes. Open their ears. And let them hear that Jesus, he rose the third day, bearing the gift of grace. Touch their hearts. Make their hearts repent of hearts. In Jesus' name, let them know that Jesus, he's standing and knocking at the doors of their hearts. In Jesus' name, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Save our families, oh, they're still in the military. Save our families all across the world, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we cry out to you. We cry out to you with our heart in Jesus' precious name. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, oh, thy children from coast to coast, from shore to shore, from continent to continent, Father, oh, raise them up in Jesus' precious name. Break Father God, in the name of Jesus, break every chain. In Jesus' name, deliver thy children. Pour out thy Holy Spirit from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Give them a special anointing. Father, we cry out for our leaders. Like Pastor Paul Bagley, Mike from around the world, Pastor Scott, in the name of Jesus, the Hagmans, Father, BP Earthwatch, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out for them, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, build the hedge around them, around their families, in the name of Jesus. Heal, in the name of Jesus, their bodies, in Jesus' precious name. And Father, oh, hallelujah, we'll be ever so thankful. Father, we give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship. Father, in the name of Jesus, send a special anointing right now, Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus' name, Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, Father, and the worship and the thanksgiving, in Jesus' precious name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Break every chain, in Jesus' name. Family, I just looked at the time, and it is 10:30. Oh, hallelujah. And we're immediately getting ready to go over to the Ring of Fire Ministries and be with Effie, the other Mike from Council of Time, and Angie, Marked by Heaven, where we're going to get that food for the soul, for the spirit, from heaven. The manna from heaven, for man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Family, as always, leave a broadcast. Hallelujah. As always, leave a broadcast. If the Lord Jesus will tarry, and if it's the Heavenly Father's perfect will, I'll see you in the next broadcast. If not, it's my prayer that I'll see you somewhere around God's throne. Stay in prayer. Time is very, very, very short. So stay in prayer. Keep your eyes looking out for our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He is soon to come. Amen. And we're going to just play one more song. And we're going to get out of here and go and get fed. And right now, I'm going to play. I'm looking for this particular song, and here it is. Family, if I don't see you here, if I don't see you there, I hope I see you somewhere around God's throne. And the song is Over There by the Saved Vets. God bless. Keep looking up for our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, He is on His way.
let me to thy bosom fly. So
I won't.
No, shouldn't have to die.
Heaven's guide me.